Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have lots of problems that they've been sweeping under the rug. Oh, yeah. But let me tell you, those problems have not ended. They're only beginning. We're about to do some spring cleaning up in this mug, and it's going to reveal the dirt. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. A litany of problems for the left. They don't know how to react. They are in constant fix-it mode, fixing what they broke. And see, the difference is you no longer believe that. Let me ask you this question before I even finish that sentence. When's the last time you watched mainstream media? Let me tell you my answer. It's been well over a year. Unless I accidentally flip the channel on MSNBC or CNN or even Fox News, I watch nothing, repeat, nothing. I don't even watch Tucker. Yeah, I haven't seen any of the fake news media. You know where I get my news? I get my news from multiple sources. I then separate the wheat from the chaff, the BS from the legit stuff, and then I write about it or talk about it or whatever. Or I create my own news. I tell you what I hear is going on. I don't even read their stories. I don't click on a leftist link. Do you know this? I tell my staff, give me the story. I'm not clicking your link. I'm blocked on mostly. When I say blocked, I have an ad blocker. So they say, either sign up and give us your email address or we're not going to do anything with you. And I'll go find an alternate source. And you know what I do normally? When I find an alternate source, I'll go look on a conservative site. I'll go look on, you know, the Daily Caller or Breitbart or something like that, the Gateway Pundit. I will not click on a leftist site. The Washington Examiner, that's a good one. I don't do it. I want only to promote our stuff. Look, it's a little bitty thing, but it's me giving back. That's right. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. So when I talk about these litany of problems that the Democrats face, let's just take some samples here, okay? Immigration. What's happening on immigration? Are the kids out of the cages yet? Remember, they had 3, 4, 5x the number of kids in cages that Trump had, and Kamala Harris was going to go to the border, and she was going to fix things up. Sister girl to the rescue. I'm sure she went in her cape and got her hair done and her nails and her manicure, her pedicure, and she started saying, like, y'all better watch out, 'cause I'm coming down there to that border. Woo-hoo! I know, Kevin, it's very racist for you to speak of Kamala Harris like that. Well, I can do that because she professes to be black. And black people can ridicule other black people. That's just the way it is. Those are the rules. Look it up in the book Race Pimping. You can get that book at racepimping.com. I wrote the rules on race and how what you can talk about, what you can't. And in fact, if you decide that this very day you want to change your life, you want to stop being white, you want to get in on the gravy train, the lottery that is being black, go get racepimping.com. I'm still selling a lot of those books. People order that book every single day because they're like, Kev. And there'll be white people talking like this, Kev, what's up, bro? You know, stuff like, yeah, I know you white. That's okay. Get your stuff. Get your money, white boy. Do it. It's not just for white boys. White girls, too. Get in on it, Dolezal. Come on, girl. Y'all can do it. Immigration. Nothing happening on immigration with the left. They're ignoring it. They're sneaking people into the country. But it ain't going away. It's not going to go away. It's a cyclic discussion. But here's the problem. We aren't bringing it up either, are we? But do you think Biden can fix it? You think Captain Demento can fix it? The Wu Flu ruse. You know about that, right? Are you hip to it? Are you new to the show? Or have you been listening to Kevin Jackson? Have you been listening to Kevin Jackson talk about this? I don't want to talk about myself in the third person, but I am an expert in this one. The Wu Flu ruse. It's been exposed. They can't sell it. Joe Biden said he wanted this is Captain Demento. He wanted 70% of America to be vaccinated by July the 4th, by Independence Day. He wanted you dependent on a booster shot that you're going to have to get every year in order to survive. He wanted you to get that shot so you could experience what these other people are experiencing. Your face, half of your face falling down, your heart expanding and getting a sack around it. Or worse, you get blood clots, what my mother died for. I ain't getting a shot that could give me a blood clot. Give me blood thinners. Because I've already lost, tragically, my mother to blood clots. Not to mention that I've already had the old dreaded Wu flu. I survived it. Many other people have too. 99% of the people in this country survived the Wu flu. More than that, they still talk, ooh, you need to get that shot. The ruse, folks. Now we got the Delta variant. You heard of me talking about that. And here's what they did. This was slick of them. They tested ways to scare people into getting that shot. They tested it. Think about what they did. Well, listen, what we're going to do is if you got the shot, you get to eat over in this special area. We're going to have a section over here where you can't go if you haven't had the shot. Even right now, you go into businesses, you know what it reads on the thing. You know what cracks me up? It says, please wear a mask if you have not been vaccinated. If you've been vaccinated, come on in. We won't hassle you. So, look, you know what it is? I see now more people not wearing their mask. It looks stupid to wear your mask again, which is what it should look. It's like, you know, you have an artificial leg. You know, people look at you and go, oh, wonder what happened to him. The mask is starting to look like that again because that's what it should look like. But these businesses are like, if you've had your shot, you can come on in. If you haven't, please wear a mask. And everybody in there, I'm talking, I live in a conservative area. Everybody's in there without a mask. Except, you know, the woke people, a couple of people. There's always a couple. The holdouts. Let's start ridiculing. I'm going to start laughing at people that are wearing them. Ah, you still got that stupid mask on? No, I'm not going to do that, but I want to do it. Remember all the mask stuff that we had to deal with? If you didn't have your mask on, the dirty looks people would give you. Oh, you don't want to protect people. You just want to get people sick. Here's the deal. If you got that shot, you are more likely to catch Wu flu than somebody who didn't get the shot. The CDC doesn't want to tell you that, but that is the case. And see, people are recognizing that. And you know what else they're recognizing? They saying, now we's free again, and we're going to kill Massa. Massa ain't ever putting us back on the plantation. I mean, white folks have gotten a taste of slavery, and y'all didn't like it. Y'all didn't like it. Good. I'm glad you woke up. Yeah, now you really woke. Anyway, I've got some strange stuff to talk about today. This is just truly going to be a fun show. I hope you stick with it. We'll be back. Keep it up.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit a free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Trouble is a brewing for the Democrats. I keep saying this, folks. It's going to get ugly for them. And I just want you to pay attention to the signs. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Some kids, high school kids, got on a flight to the Bahamas, and apparently the plane was sitting there too long, and they just got tired of wearing their mask. Due to delays, and the slaves revolted. And American Airlines is like, well, you know, look, you got to follow our rules and all this. And I don't disagree that when you have people, you know, there are special rules for the FAA because you've got other people's lives in your hand. You're all a collective at that point when you jump on a plane. So you can't all start acting nutty. You can't have drunk people. You can't have people drugged up and things like this. Because the airlines are not prepared to handle all those things the way you would on the ground. And you got other people's lives at stake. I get it. But I also get that your rights as a human being do not leave you just because you jump on a plane. You should be treated with respect. If a plane's going to be delayed 6 hours, why do I have to sit on the tarmac? There should be rules that apply to the people. If you believe that the plane is going to be delayed this long, then things, whatever. Or as long as it's on the ground, passengers have these types of rights and so on and so forth. It can't be one-sided, and it is. It is one-sided. Now, I'm not going to get all into it. It's not one of those deals where I want to fight. I've sat on the tarmac. I've had practically everything. No, I'm not going to say everything, but I've had a lot of things happen to me when I'm sitting on a plane, and I didn't like it. For example, I think that if you sit longer than 2 hours, the airline should be responsible to go get everybody food. Is that unreasonable? And I'm not talking about peanuts from Southwest. I'm talking about go get me a meal. I want you to go in there and overpay for all that crap that I had to get. You get what I'm saying? There should be something where they have to give out chargers to your cell phones or something like that. You know, or I don't know. There's just things that need to happen that make sense where people go, okay, I'm cool. Or they give you free movies or whatever. But there should be something. Anyway, these kids revolted. And people are like, well, they were very unruly and this, that, and the other. There are times when passengers need to be unruly. Let me tell you something. Flight attendants are not always in the right. I'm not saying it's an easy job per se. I mean, it pretty much is, let's be honest. But they do have their rules and stuff. But they're not always right. One of these Southwest Airlines people, she got hit. The lady hit her, and the passenger said the flight attendant deserved to be hit. So, you know, they have bad days and things like this. I've been on where they just are just rude, and I mean, it's insane. It's like you do realize that I'm a patron of your business, but they don't think of it that way. It's not about customer service. But anyway, here's the thing. The biggest issue is that these kids are revolting. And I'm glad to see that they want their freedom back. See, kids have been taught to revolt for the wrong things. Oh, the black people are so misused, they're oppressed, you know, and they want to revolt over that. Women are not getting paid enough, and the gay issues, and the transgender. It's like, shut up. This is a legit one. This is about their freedom. And they understand the value of their time sitting on the tarmac. If you've ever sat on the tarmac, you know the value of your time. So I think of it as a slave revolt. But here's what's interesting, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. These kids aren't the only ones that want their freedom back. India, I don't know if you guys saw, they arrested the dude for giving saline solutions as for the Wu flu. You think that's the only place that's happening? Look, I'm going to tell you this. If I'm a doctor in the United States, I'm a let's not and say we did. I know you could lose your medical license, but I'm saying for all intents and purposes, there's a whole group of us that would say, yeah, just put me down for a shot. If they just want a statistic, put me down as getting it. Because I ain't getting it. Now, for the record, you should never be forced to get anything. I don't care what the government says. Unless they can prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that everything's copacetic, I'm not getting any more shots. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. When I grew up, I had that little, you know, that little mark you had on your arm from getting that diphtheria, tetanus, whatever it was. I had that mark, the mark of the beast. And it finally went away. You can't even tell I ever had it. And I'm glad it's gone. But I remember how when I was going to school, I thought it was weird when parents didn't want their kids to get vaccinated. It isn't weird. Your parents are saying, my kid's body can do what it does. We haven't had smallpox or diphtheria or anything in ages. Why do I need to get this stupid shot? I'm not getting any more shots. And as an adult, I'm not getting your stupid shot. I don't care if it's Ebola or whatever. It come what may, we're all going to die. That's funny, Joe Biden. We saved a bunch of lives because we did. You didn't save any lives. Everybody's going to die. We're all dying, okay? Anyway, here's the thing. India, relax. It's supposed to be the outbreak of the Delta variation, right? Well, what do they call it? Is that what they call it? The Delta variant. Everything's back to normal in India now that they've spread it, right? Because they tell you, oh, the Delta variant has hit Arizona. The Delta variant is in Texas. There's been one case of the Delta variant. The Delta variant's more deadly than the regular variant. Oh, you mean so it kills 0.002% versus 0.1%? Sorry, you're not fooling us anymore. The UK is finally about to relax its restrictions on Wu Flu. And let me tell you why these people are relaxing their restrictions. Because of what these kids did. They sense that the world is sick of it. They're tired of it. They're watching the world go back to normal. And they're saying enough is enough. And see, you're winning. We are winning because if we weren't, this new Delta variant was supposed to put us back in masks, et cetera, et cetera. Now, they're going to try in the winter. They're going to try in the winter. Everything will be the Delta variant. They're setting you up right now. You better hold firm. You better do what these kids did. You need to hold firm. I'm not going to do it. So they talked. I don't know if you guys saw this, but they Biden. Here's what they wrote. The Biden administration is coming under pressure to ease travel bans for international tourists that were originally placed in the stem of the spread of the Wu Flu. With Europe opening its borders to American tourists and vaccination rates increasing, public health experts and travel industry groups are saying the time is right to restart international travel. I want you to understand, they shut the world down over this ruse. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has said the U.S. is looking to the advice of medical experts on the best course of action, but that a group of American and European officials are working together on an agreement. But critics say the administration needs to move faster. Slamming travel bans is unrelated to the spread of Wu Flu and raising concern about the loss of revenue, blah, blah, blah. So see, the world is coming back to normal. It's recognizing we can't operate in this way. We can't do this. And let me tell you something. They won't do it again. They will not shut it down again. They'll tease it. They've been teasing the idea of this Delta variant for quite some time. They've been teasing the idea, oh, this Delta variant, you may have to get another shot. This isn't protecting you. This is even more dangerous. They know what's good. They know what they're trying to do, but they're in a rock and a hard place to make it happen. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll in the South Florida condo collapse is now 60. Miami-Dade's mayor saying the work at the site continues with speed and urgency despite switching to recovery mode. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying transitioning to a recovery operation was tough, but he promised that work will go on to identify every single person. A $4.5 billion settlement is being reached with Purdue Pharma concerning their alleged role in the opioid crisis. Massachusetts AG Maura Healey notes her office first pursued legal action against the Sackler family in 2015.
It was after hearing the cries of families across our state, people who lost sons and daughters and mothers and fathers to an opioid crisis, fueled by the greed of one family.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Elsa brought lots of rain and wind to Florida, eventually making landfall in the northeast area of the state. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the damage evaluation isn't as bad as originally thought.
In terms of any widespread damage, it came, there's some water, there's relatively modest wind, and then it moved through the state. And obviously, the further west it tracked, the less impacts that we saw here, which is something that we are obviously concerned about.
Officials are set to remove fencing around the U.S. Capitol.
Capitol Police will remove the remaining security fencing around the Capitol building starting on Friday. They say it could take 2 or 3 days to fully deconstruct, depending on the weather. Capitol Police say that the current threat environment and their department's ability to respond to those threats warrants removing the barriers. The building, however, is still closed to the public. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a no show. The whole year, right? She keeps going to school and complaining, and the teachers are just pissed off and ugly. It's because she thought I was her friend now. When I called, I got a message from the office. Mom's calling. She's screaming, yelling. Nobody calls her back. Called her like 5 million times. I sent her 5 million threats, but she never responds. She goes, I call her, right? And leave a message. She doesn't bother to check the message. She just thought the number was her friend Natalie. So she calls me back. My phone rings. I'm like, hello? She goes, hi, Natalie. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this isn't Natalie. This is... Oh. And she's gone. But she's answered her phone for the first time in the entire year. I mean, his parents, that's what kind of piece of they are. Black. He's black. They're black, by the way.
I knew it.
You know?
I'm seeing what you're not going through.
Yeah, that's what happened. There's no problem there. Your son has learned to lie to everybody and make excuses.
Are you funny?
Because you taught him to make excuses that nothing is his fault. This is what black people do. This is what black people do. Black people do it too, but black people do it way more. Oh my God, I just burned her. I just burned her. Everybody is like thrilled. All year. And it never would have happened had she not thought I was Natalie.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
That was a teacher's hot mic moment. And there was a black teacher listening. And she thought the Zoom meeting was over. And it was still going on. They were recording her saying that. See, this is what happens when you make these people live their lies. When you make leftists live their lies. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. That's what happened to... So this teacher says black people have nothing, are making up excuses. White people do it too, but black people do it more. And she's right. She's right. Because guess what? Leftist enablers like her, the woke people, or so-called woke, at least when they are public-facing, they're woke. Leftists don't want to let you know what the truth is, but she's telling you the truth. And leftists don't want to accept that they created these black folks that are doing nothing but making excuses. But when she thinks she's just talking, you know, to a group of compadres, she's cool with it. I love that these people, I told you guys, you ever get a James O'Keefe kind of thing behind the scenes with anything leftist, and you will have more expose videos of them living their lives like you wouldn't believe. That's a teacher, part of the teacher's union, and she's saying something that, according to them, would be considered racist. And the other teachers are like, yeah, there's one agreeing, and the black teacher's like, no, she did. What? But you know what? They all know it's true. But I don't know what happened to this teacher, but she's either fired, reprimanded, or something, made to apologize, going to the Paula Deen Racial Rehabilitation Center. Who knows? But that's what they do. And let me tell you, she's not isolated. The reason why I started with that clip, I've been dying to play that clip. See, because all these teachers are technically racist. You want to know why they're racist? They won't tell you the truth like this lady did. They won't tell you they're enabling young black students to be nothing but whiners and losers. They don't want to tell you that. They want you to believe that they're really educating these kids. They aren't. She knows exactly what she's created. A bunch of black kids who do nothing but make excuses for their lives. How's that going to work in real life? You think your boss is going to let you make excuses? Let me tell you a story. I had a friend. She's half Korean. And her daughters, she married a black dude. So her daughters are 25% black. And I met one of her daughters. She's 19 years old. And the mother's talking to her sister, to her sister, her half-Korean sister. And she says, I know the sister. I just met this new mom anyway because she came to a baseball game. So that we're having a conversation. And she says to me, my daughter lost her. Her sister says, well, isn't she working at such and such? And she goes, nah, she got fired. And she goes, what? Not showing up? Not doing work? And the mother of the daughter was like, yeah, you know, typical stuff. And I was thinking in my head, wow, these kids have no work ethic. They don't show up for work. They have no sense of responsibility, etc. Here's this young girl who, by the way, has enough of a tan to where you know she's black. Her hair texture, you know she's black. Cute little girl. But what I'm telling you, adopting the ways of blackness, using the idea that, yeah, look, I'm owed something. And I thought to myself, wow. You know, this is what we're teaching these young black kids. That's why I get up every morning, I tell my son, here's your list of chores, here's your list of things to do. You may not have a job, but you have a job. So the point is, this teacher knows legitimately, she's got a legitimate beef, she's speaking the truth about what's happening with black folks in these schools, and the black people, and this is a controversy. This is controversial. Well, the same thing happened with a ESPN analyst, and she spoke out on diversity essentially in the same way. Rachel Nichols, she was talking to a friend, and here's what's funny about all this is they can't wait to out one another. This is the way leftism works. They can't wait to audio tape or videotape and say, look at what they said. Rachel Nichols explained leftist real views on diversity. See, let me explain what I mean by this. Leftists love the concept of diversity, equity, and inclusion. They don't like it implemented. They love the idea that there's a perceived problem, but they don't want to, quote, address the problem. You want to know why? Because the problem's not real. They want to sympathize with something that isn't legit. So Nichols was having this private conversation with somebody she thought she could trust. But what she learned is you can't trust leftists as far as you can throw them. So her private conversation was recorded, and ultimately it was leaked. And here's what they wrote. Nichols has been in the news since her private recording of her discussing ESPN co-worker Maria Taylor was leaked, and it's been a PR disaster. In a recording from 2020, Nichols suggested that Taylor was potentially being pushed up the ladder at ESPN because of the network's history. And she said the following in July on 2020. I wish Maria Taylor all the success in the world. She covers football. She covers basketball. If you need to give her more things to do just because you're feeling pressure about your crappy longtime record on diversity, which, by the way, I know personally from the female side of it, like, go for it. Just find it somewhere else. You're not going to find it from me or taking my thing away. See, that's what's interesting. This is where you could do a study on this. See, Rachel Nichols is okay with the diversity thing as it applies to females. She knows she's getting kicked up the ladder because she's a chick. She says, I don't care if you want to kick Maria Taylor up the ladder for diversity and your crappy record on race and gender diversity. Just don't make it affect me. If it takes my job away, I'm not for it. If it affects white dudes, go. Look at all these analysts that are now women in sports. I mean, is it good eye candy? Maybe. They're not all pretty. Because, you know, you can't give jobs to pretty girls anymore either. They got to be, you know, the hairy underarm crowd. But you got these feminists. You got these ethnocentric racists. And now, when it impacts them, when they have to live their lie, then suddenly it's a... You know, the things have changed. So I want to keep it real. Nichols's view on diversity represents what all white woke leftists believe. They like the idea in principle, but they don't like it in application, particularly when it involves them. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't blame them. I don't blame her for what she said. She is 100% right. If you want to have some program to elevate blacks or black women or Guatemalan midgets, go for it. Just don't make it impact me. If I'm doing my job, I don't care what's going on. I'm working on meritocracy. But see, what I don't like about Rachel Nichols is she's a hypocrite, because she should be saying that publicly. I want to see more women in this. I want to see that. But you got to earn it. It's not just going to be gifted to you. But here's what I love most. She was outed by somebody she probably trusts. Somebody that she thinks is cool with her. Some white chick outed her. Guarantee you. Who feels the same identical way, but felt like she could get some woke points by doing what she did. But Nichols fell on the sword and she apologized. What you expect, right? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We talked the other day about, what's her name? Shikari Richardson, the sprinter, and her smoking some reefer, some 420, some marijuana, some ganja, whatever you want to call it. And she was randomly drug tested. And, you know, it's not an enhancement drug. In fact, probably quite the opposite. But she was banned for 30 days from running track, which means she's not going to get to run the 100-meter dash in the Olympics. And that's her race. She's considered the fastest woman in the world right now. I mean, a lot at stake here. A lot invested in getting to that level, and it's kaput. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Now, why is this a big deal? It's a big deal because one little thing has disrupted what should have been, what is her dream. I mean, think about everything that happens when you are an Olympian. You go, you run, you win, and what comes from that? Opportunity squander. I mean, she wasn't fighting dogs, but this is like Michael Vick. Now, some people would argue, Kevin, that seems like a very rough punishment. You know, you smoke a little bit of reefer, huh? Okay, fine. I mean, if you want to look at it in the microcosm of her life, yeah, it is no big deal. But it's a rule. See, the thing about it is when we start just breaking rules, come on, man. I mean, see, it was just a little bit of dope. Okay, so I talked about it the other day. Well, they were still talking about, well, she could be an Olympian. They may let her run on the relay teams because she is one of the fastest women, if not the fastest woman in America. And I hate it as an American. I hate that our top sprinter is not going to go. And I likened it to what if Jesse Owens had been drug tested and he had smoked weed. Not that they were doing this back in the day because it wasn't even a problem. See, back in the day, people just did what they took what the God gave them with their bodies and they just did it. Nowadays, you don't know who's a robot and who's for real. Who's been genetically modified? I don't trust any Chinese athlete. I think they're all robots. So, you know, we're living in a time now where you don't know if something's legit or not. Well, long story short, it looks like the Olympic Committee and the Olympic Committee has decided or the people that determine who's going to run the races have decided that she's not going to be on the relay team either. So she might not only have blown it for the race she was supposed to win, and of course the fastest woman is automatically going to run the 4x1, the 4x100 meters. She's off that. Her Olympic dream may be over because of this. And I say it's about time we go back to harsh rules. Rules, deadlines, showing up on time, cordiality, a lot of things that we as conservatives respect. I'll put it to you this way. If I was going to try out for the Olympics, you can be guaranteed that I would not be doing any type of drug whatsoever. Whatever's banned, I would not do. You know it going in. It isn't a surprise. It isn't like, oh, they sneaked it in. I didn't know that last year you could do marijuana, but this year you couldn't. You knew it. You knew it your whole life. You knew you could be randomly drug tested, and not only could you not have performance enhancement drugs, you couldn't have dope. And why are you using dope anyway? What is it about your life that makes you, I mean, I can't even imagine. Do you know the number of endorphins that get released when you run and work hard and you're at the level of fitness? I do, because I've been there. You feel great. Let me tell you something. You know what I miss most right now in my life? The fact that I'm not in the shape that I should be in or could be in, or God forbid I reflect back on. I bet many of you do too. Don't you? You wake up creaky and you're like, boy, I sure wish I was back in my 20s or 30s or even 40s, for goodness sake, because now they even look good. Man, I woke up high on life. My body was producing endorphins because when you're treating your body right, it's feeling good. It's letting you know, Kev, I feel good. I'm at the top of my game. I don't like the routine. I mean, you have to watch your diet. You got to stay flexible, fit, the whole deal. But that's part of it. And do you think I would have sacrificed any of it because somebody offered me marijuana or some cocaine or a shot of heroin or whatever? That's insane. I tell people all the time, look, I'm no prude. I've never used a drug in my life, but I'm no prude. The reason why I did not use drugs was because I felt like I had an addictive personality because my father and my grandfather were alcoholics, not the grandfather that raised me. So I felt like I had an addictive personality, and I was like, I don't want to feel so good that I'm chasing that feeling, because I feel pretty good now. I've always felt good about my life. So why am I going to chase a high? You know, and that's the way I looked at it. If it's something that I really like, I'm going to keep doing it. So I'm not a prude. I'm not a prude about somebody else doing drugs. If you want to do drugs, do drugs. But the consequences are what they are. And forget, Kevin, you could go to jail. You could, that is, let me tell you, jail is the least of my would be the least of my worries in personal drug use. That's become the norm. You know, they don't even arrest you for that anymore. You have a little bit of cocaine, a cop of it. Well, he's obviously not distributing. You know, he had, I don't know, how do you talk about it? He had an 8-ball. No, that's probably too much. He had a 2-ball. Whatever. Whatever amount I have would have for personal use, you'd know I'm not distributing. But here's what I do know from all the things that I watched. Somebody does a coke and they're like, and they're like, ooh, Lord, this feels good. Well, do you think I'm immune to the chemical? I'm not immune to the chemical. I've watched drug addicts on TV. I've never seen anybody shoot up heroin in my life. Never. I've seen people take a pill and get all like, whoa, yeah. You know, I took a half of Valium once when I was going to get LASIK surgery. And I wanted a bunch. I was like, can you give me a bunch of that? That was amazing. I'm going to tell you right now, if I was going to be a drug addict, Valium would be my drug of choice. Because I don't know if I told you guys this story. When I got LASIK surgery, they asked me, have you ever taken drugs? I said, you know, like any kind of narcotic for whatever. I go, no, my body is a virgin. It's pure. So the nurse goes, well, I better not give you a whole Valium. And I mean, this pill was so little. I mean, it was a soup. You know, have you seen those Bayer baby aspirins? It was half the size of that. I'm not exaggerating it. And she says, I'm going to break this in half. I'm going to cut this in half and only give you half because you're a drug virgin. So I'm a proud drug virgin. So she gives me half a pill. I'm sitting there. I'm talking to people. We're all in the waiting room to get our LASIK done. And suddenly, and my legs are underneath me and I'm sitting in the chair. And suddenly my legs involuntarily slipped out. They just went straight. If I'd been in a big enough chair, they would have gone from me kind of being tense to them just dangle. And I remember distinctly going, this is cool, because it was so relaxing. That was half of Valium. So look, I know what drugs can do to the body from just looking. But going back to heroin, I watch TV shows. I've never seen anybody shoot up heroin. But I watch the TV shows. Oh, you know what I watch? I watch Intervention. Have you seen this show? In Intervention, they show people actually using the drugs. And I also watch some regular TV shows where they depict it in real life. And when people have that rubber band around and they shoot that heroin into their arm, the reaction is priceless. The minute it hits their bloodstream, they go, oh. And they get this so relaxed feeling. It looks like euphoria. It does. If you wanted to take one look at something and go, boy, that looks like, what does that feel like? That heroin shot would be it. But do you think I'm immune to it? Do you think you wouldn't have that reaction to it? Do you think when you see these people sniff coke and you go, whoa, you know, and have that reaction, you think you would be any different? Of course not. So the only difference between me and the dope fiends is I had the discipline to say, I don't want that. I understand I will chase that. I want no part of it. I will live on the endorphins of what I do. So anyway, that's what I expect an athlete of her caliber to do. Richardson. What's her name? She's something. Sharice Richardson. I expect her to say, my body is fine-tuned. I don't need it. I expect every athlete to do that has to compete at that level every single time they get on the track. I feel bad she didn't make the Olympic team, but there must be harsh consequences.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.